here in this holy spot, we focus on the purpose that Mary came here to Lourdes. She was very clear in her words to Saint Bernadette what she was asking for. And if we're going to make this pilgrimage well and fruitfully, it's important for us to see it from Mary's perspective and open ourselves to what she hopes to bring about in us. First purpose of Lourdes is that it would be a place of prayer. The Blessed Virgin said to Saint Bernadette when she eventually started speaking to go to the priests and have them build a church here so that people might come on procession in prayer. Whenever Mary appears, like she did to Blessed Saint Juan Diego in Mexico City, she wanted a teocalli, she wanted a temple built. She wanted people to be able to come and pray. To come here is going to always be a place of procession for almost everybody. And it's important for us to recognize what happens when we travel from where we hang out, when we travel from our life of yesterday, on a journey to a new life, a passage. Mary wanted us to pass from one form of prayer to a new type of prayer. She appeared to Bernadette 18 times here. And in each of those 18 times, she led Saint Bernadette in prayer. Likewise, when we come here today, Mary wants to help us to pray. She wants to teach us how to pray better. As Blessed John Paul II said when he came here in 1983 for the 125th anniversary of the apparitions, that we are called to enter into Mary's school of prayer here. It's first point. Second is that there's a particular type of prayer Mary wants us to make with urgency here. She asked Saint Bernadette, pray for the conversion of sinners. She said, kiss the ground as an act of penance for sinners. This was to be, first and foremost, a place of prayers for conversion. Prayers of penance for one's own conversion and those of others. And this has a lot to do with how Mary revealed herself when Father Pere Mal, the pastor here, as well as the bishop and everybody else, was asking, who is that Akero? The Auchatan phrase by which Bernadette was referring to the one appearing to her here. That one. Who is that one? Ask her what her name is. And Bernadette had to do that several times. Finally, and not by coincidence, on March 25th, the Solemnity of the Annunciation, when the Archangel Gabriel came to Mary in Nazareth and said, Kyrie ke keratomene, rejoice you who have been filled with grace. Mary here said in response to that interrogative of Bernadette and everybody else, not, my name is Mary. She easily could have said that. She didn't say, I am the Mother of God, I am the Theotokos. She could have easily said that, and she didn't say that either. She said in the local Auchitan patois, Euso Immaculata Concepcion. I am the Immaculate Conception. She revealed herself as the one free from sin from the first moment of her existence and who had remained free from sin her entire life on earth into heaven. I am the one without the stain of sin. That harkens back to that greeting of the Archangel Gabriel. The only way she could have been filled with grace, rejoice you who have been filled with grace, is if there was no room whatsoever for sin within her. And so biblically, right there, you've got a hint of the fact that from the first moment of her life, she had been filled with God in such a way that there was no room for something unfit for God. I am the Immaculate Conception. We, unlike Mary, have never been immaculately conceived. but through the great sacraments, especially the sacrament of baptism, for which the healing waters here in Lourdes are such an evocative sign, as well as the confessionals in which we enter anew into that living water who is Jesus, who wants to cleanse us totally on the inside. This is a place in which Mary wants to make us more like her. Blessed John Paul II in 1983 said, "What's the essential message of Lourdes?" And he replied, "The virgin without sin helps sinners." She has come here precisely to help us. She helped Bernadette. That Bernadette's prayers for the conversion of sinners were prayers made for us. And that we're supposed to enter into that same chain for our own conversion, the conversion of all those who will come after us on pilgrimage here, and those who won't be able to make it. It's the second great message here in Lourdes, that yes, it's a house of prayer, but it's a house of prayer for conversion, reconciliation, and healing. Third aspect of this holy sanctuary is it's supposed to be a place of love, of self-sacrificial love. We saw, even coming over here from the hotel, how many volunteers there are here pushing people that they've never met before around on wheelchairs, taking them to all the processions, taking them to the baths, being essentially good Samaritans to those who are in need, to continue that act of maternal mercy and love that Mary began here as a great chain of love, binding us to each other and helping us to enter much more into the love of God, which sent Mary to this holy spot. And if we're going to live this experience well, the fruit of our prayer, the fruit of our own conversion, the fruit of our penance, has got to be shown in our charity. Pope Benedict always said that the ultimate test of whether we're praying well is whether it changes us to become more and more like the one to whom we pray. And if he would do everything to leave heaven to come to earth in order to wash our feet, in order to wash our souls, then that type of love has to inspire us to sacrifice ourselves for others. These three messages, prayer, conversion, and penance, and charity, are the ways that Mary wants to change us here. It's what she's praying will happen in us here, that we will make resolutions to grow in each of those three ways and enter into her own school. Mary is one constantly praying for our conversion, as we talked about yesterday at La Salette, the conversion of all her sons and daughters, and the one who's constantly going out to others with charity, like she did for this couple in Cana, about which we talked when we were at the Chapel of the Miraculous Medal, but also we see it in her visitation, which we'll ponder tomorrow, when she went with haste to take Jesus and her own love with Jesus to her cousin Elizabeth and to John the Baptist. Mary's constantly trying to bring her own maternal charity toward us. I want to finish with one last thought, which Pope Benedict, when he was here 5 years ago, pondered very beautifully. Bernadette had been asking Mary to reveal her name. And she didn't for a while. She had to be asked multiple times. But as soon as she was asked, she did respond, not in the way Bernadette was expecting, but in a way Pope Benedict said is incredibly powerful. She responded by smiling serenely toward Bernadette. That was not an evasion of the question, but that was a response. Who are you? She was the one reflecting the infinite love of the smile of God. And that smile became contagious. When Bernadette was caught in her ecstasy praying, people would notice her own serene smile. As we come forward here on pilgrimage to pray, to do penance, humbly to even kiss the ground out of prayer for conversion of others, and to be changed, to be more like Mary, and take the Christ whom we're about to receive, just as she did, out to others. Mary is smiling on us with that loving smile of God, and wants to change our faces so that we might become the smile of a mystical body, bringing that same much needed joyful smile out to a world that so often is sad. The Virgin without sin continues to intercede for us sinners now and always. Let us enter more deeply into that blessed school we've come from Massachusetts to attend. Praise be Jesus Christ.